What Class Are You? Is a periodic series that explores everyday lives inside the American class system. Ralph Rockwell lives in Walcott with his wife Carol and about 28 tractors. He runs a towing service part-time and sells some of the tractors he restores, but he's 72 and mostly retired from a long career as a mechanic. Reporter Erica Heilman sat with Ralph in his shop next to a tractor he's working on, and they talked about class.
I just consider myself a working man's class, you know, not highly educated. I quit school when I was 15 and worked every day so far in my life. And I just feel if you got enough money to get by and support your church, things are fine, you know. I believe money can be the root of all evil. It corrupts people. People that are super wealthy, you know, they don't have any respect for the lower class people, the working people, you know. I do believe that people with a lot of money, I think they sin a lot more. Like you take some of the actors or football players, and you hear that all kinds of them are in the drugs and alcoholism, and some of them even fast cars and getting into trouble. Like they say in the Bible, the money is the root of all evil.
What are you worried about when you look around at the world?
To be honest, I don't really worry. Lord's timing and everything's going to happen the way he wants it to happen. And worrying won't add one moment of time to your life. If anything, it'll shorten it. But we got a thing saying our property taxes are going to be going up. I love Vermont. And I love living in a place where you can drink water out of the tap. And I like to be able to, the fresh air, and you can breathe. But it's the average person, they're going to price us right out. So it's not going to be affordable to live in Vermont. But I got no desire to live anywhere else. But it may come as time goes on, if we have to get off the hill because we're no longer able to plow our own driveway or be safe to get in and out, we may think about moving out of state to where the cost of living is less. We looked at the thing. I got a letter in the mail the other day saying my insurance, supplemental insurance, is going to go up. And we pay it every quarterly. And it was going up a lot. It was like $373. So we're going like, wow. And I called the insurance company. Well, we're sorry to give you the thing, but that's you know, it's the way it is. You know, you couldn't bargain, nothing. I looked at it. My wife looked at it. My Social Security would just barely cover that.
Oh, we're talking about health insurance?
Yeah.
How are you going to pay it?
Yeah. We just depend on the Lord, and the Lord provides. You know, we car accident comes along, the car sitting out here, I'm waiting for the insurance company, and get up every day and just make a check mark on the calendar.
You've worked every day since you were 15, and yet you're still struggling to pay your property taxes, or you're still wondering whether you can pay your health insurance. What does that say to you?
It feels like there's something wrong with the system. I don't know how they could fix it or change it, but it seems every year I get older and older, I can do less and less. I've had two heart surgeries, and the second time I went in, they did replace some of the stents again, and I just didn't bounce back like I did the first time. And a year later, I'm still short of breath. Yeah, I look at, I got a lot of stuff around. I'll sell something if it come into hard times and use that as a source of income. But it is a little bit concerning. As you get older, you can do less, and it seems like everything else is increasing. I just don't know how things are going to go. It's just, I'm thinking that I'll pass away and be gone before too many hard times come. We got a little bit of money saved away. So even though if we're costing us more, the cost of living for taxes and insurance, we'll still be able to have enough money to buy food and pay the bills. But when the money's gone, it's gone.
You have worked to support yourself since you were 15 years old. Is there a lot of pride wrapped up in that?
Yeah, there's proud. I take a pride in paying my bills in full and on time. And you can look at everything around here, and we do not have a mortgage on nothing. Everything we got is paid in full.
So you think you're going to be here till you die? And do you think you're going to work until you die?
I pray to work till I die.
You're a person who would probably want to work until you die, but do you have to work until you die?
Financially to get by, I'd say yes. We've got some money saved, but like if I stopped working today and just tried to live off our Social Security, I'm not sure that we'd outlive our savings. And then where would we be? Be a burden for our family or be homeless or something? And I just learned from a very young age that I don't want charity. I want to be able to support myself and support my family.
This is Erica Heilman with Vermont Public.